It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, that music means we are back for another season of PM Team Picks here on our podcast page. Pony and Muller, after I finished in last place last year and have still not, I haven't welched on my bet, but I have not squared up with you guys, evened up with you guys, because you're trying to make me run a beer mile.
That'll happen soon enough, Tony. We're going to get the, what is that thing, that little rolling wheel that they use to actually measure yardages? I'm going to get one of those little stupid things that, like, a surveyor would use. And then I am going to make you run that mile while chugging a beer in between every quarter mile increment, and you are going to vomit.
We'll Donnie, anything to add there?
We'll have our video guy out there to watch it, too.
Tenuta.
I mean, I thought about seeing if Chris wanted to... bring in some sort of penalty for you until you end up paying off on that bet from last season, considering I did my shame bet almost immediately.
I'm not going to run interest on him. I'm not gonna charge interest on this one. I mean, you know what? The guy's in the best shape of his life, so this actually should be a breeze for him.
Not drinking, though.
Not drinking shape?
No. Like, I think I'm going to struggle practice? With that part of it, yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're doing this on Thursday night, so that means we start with the Ravens and Chiefs. Annual tradition, the Super Bowl champ opens the NFL season, and they are hosting the team they beat in the AFC Championship game a year ago. Kansas City is only a 2.5-point favorite at home. Mullsy, you're on the T-box first because you won last year. Don, you're next.
Yeah, if this game was in January, I would be all over Kansas City, but it's to kick off the season, and I believe the last, three out of four, or it might just be like the last two road teams in this kickoff game. Have been victorious, including last year in Kansas City with the Lions, the upstart Lions. I think Baltimore wins this game outright.
Holy cow.
I think it'll be a Chiefs team that kind of looks like what we saw that kickoff game in week one of 23. A little bit lethargic, you know, almost like they don't really care about the game. I mean, obviously they do, but it'll come across that way. And Baltimore... will win. I think Lamar's going to want to have a hot start. Derrick Henry will probably find the end zone. I'm going to have the Ravens here easily with the 2.5 because I think they win it out.
I love the Chiefs. I can't believe I'm getting them at only 2.5. Lamar Jackson is one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. As an underdog, he's only lost once against the spread. As an underdog, he is a fantastic regular season quarterback by record. But I think the Chiefs pretty much are intact from a year ago, only improved upon. I think the Ravens, on the other hand, have to replace a lot from last year. New defensive coordinator, three new offensive linemen, trying to figure out what they're doing at all three levels of their defense, having lost guys like Patrick Queen and Geno Stone. So, yes, I'm taking Kansas City. The line we're using is 2.5. Are you guys good with that?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm taking the Chiefs minus 2.5. Game in... Do I want to do that one?
Yeah, sure, why not? It's the first game in Brazil. Is my microphone picking me up? Switch mics for me, Pony.
How about now?
The champ? Yeah, there we go.
So your first pick was not on mic. Would you like to give it again?
Well, I don't know. Now I can't hear anything on this mic. Did you do it wrong again? There, I can hear myself very
nicely
now.
That's the mic I had up the entire time, Mulsey.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then I was talking into the wrong one, or you had the wrong one up. What are we doing here?
I had mic 4 up the entire time. Were you not talking into
I was talking onto this mic that's hiding back here, mic
right.
3.
So then you need to give your pick again for Chiefs.
Yeah, my pick is the same as Donnie's. I'm taking Baltimore plus 2.5, even though I think if this game were to happen, if you just said this game's happening in the middle of January, I wouldn't care. I'd take the Chiefs no matter what, but Baltimore can beat them in the regular season. Jackson's a great regular season quarterback. I like Derrick Henry in that offense. I do think the Ravens plus 2.5 is a good play here.
All right, so we will do the Brazil game then. You guys want that one?
Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
All right. Neutral site, Don. You're up first here in Sao Paulo, where they can't tweet because it's illegal.
Technically, Green Bay giving up the home game for this. So
I thought it was the other way around.
Or no, you're right. Philly giving up the home game. You're correct.
And they are a 2.5-point favorite, Don.
And what? Neither team can wear green.
No, I think that was an internet rumor.
Are we sure?
I mean, that would be awesome. Why aren't they allowed to wear green?
The NFL put two teams who are predominantly green in this game. Regardless, I'm sure they'll figure out the uniform combinations by the time they play Friday night. I'm going to go with the underdog here, too, Green Bay. I don't even know how thrilled the players are about playing here. It seems like that level of enthusiasm isn't super high. Not that that should impact the game, because this could very well also be a playoff preview. Jordan Love has been a dark horse MVP for so many people out there. I do think the Packers will be a good team. I think the game tomorrow night is at least close enough to where they cover the 2.5.
One of my themes in picks will be, I like betting on the club that has less turnover from a year ago. And so that is why I like Green Bay in this game, plus 2.5. The Eagles have two new coordinators. They're trying to replace one of the great centers of the last 30 years. I think they're a very talented team. I think they're a very good team, if not a great team, even though they obviously sucked at the end of last year. But I don't think we will see that on another continent in week one. And with Green Bay, very young offensively, but all of that still pretty much in place from a year ago. The only difference is the running back change, but I think that's an easy swap with Jacobs coming in for Jones. I like Green Bay, too. I think they win the game outright, plus 2.5. Mulsey?
You know, I like the quarterback in Green Bay more, but it feels
like... You do? Hurts is our fantasy quarterback, Mulsey.
I understand that. I think ultimately, though, Love is the better player. Hurts is the better fantasy player because he runs for more touchdowns. So I like him for our purposes. He won us a fantasy league. I do think that I've seen a bunch of quarterback rankings. I saw one guy who had Hurts like 18th in the league. I think that there has been an overcorrection for how unimpressive they were last year on offense and how badly they finished the season. They blew out coordinators there and actually made changes. I think those changes are going to show up positively in this game. I think the Eagles win this thing. I'll lay the 2.5 points with Jalen Hurts and angry Nick Sirianni.
All right, so Mulsey, the dissenting vote there. Tom Brady's debut. Intern Dom says it's the biggest event in football history. Brady on the mic for the Browns and Cowboys in Cleveland. 4:25 kickoff there. The Browns are a 2.5-point favorite. This line has moved around a lot. I'm going to take the Browns. I am not bullish on the Browns, maybe big picture, but I'm also not high on the Cowboys this year. I think this is maybe one of the worst offseasons ever for the Cowboys. They did get CeeDee Lamb done. They got nothing else accomplished. They have subtracted pretty much everywhere in a year in which Jerry Jones had been billing this as an urgent year, a make-or-break year for so many guys, like Mike McCarthy, who's a lame duck and might end up working at Archie's if he loses and becomes unemployed. So I'm going to take the Browns, -2.5. I think their defense, which is much better at home than on the road, carries the day here and wins the game for them, -2.5. Mulsey?
Can I just say, how is intern Dom saying that this is the biggest event in football and not Caleb Williams' NFL debut?
I know.
What's he doing? He's cheating on his football man crush.
I agree with
that. He's going to need lotion and tissues when Tom Brady calls the Caleb Williams game.
Does that happen this year?
He's just going to pass out.
I have no idea.
He's going to pass out in orgasmic ecstasy from that. I'll take the Browns, too. A lot of the same reasons Pony gave there. And you know what? I think Deshaun Watson's not good. I kind of thought he might end up proving us all wrong when we ripped him last year. He's not. But you know what is good? Their defense. I mean, they got guys everywhere on that defense. And Dak is not the same player when he's not in the climate-controlled setting at home. He's still a good quarterback by the numbers, but they take an obvious drop down when he's not playing in Dallas. You put all that together, I'll take the Browns and I'll lay 2.5.
This is actually a sweep for us, the first sweep of 2024.
You know what that means, listeners.
Yeah, everybody bet on the Dallas Cowboys. I also, as everybody else did, hated the Cowboys offseason. I've said that McCarthy will get fired. He'll be replaced by Coach Prime, and Shadur will be their quarterback in 2025.
But so is Mulsey, and so is Mike Tannenbaum.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's everywhere now. Everybody's running
history
with that one.
Very lazy thing.
The dog pound is going to be barking. And I feel like, even just going back to as recently as last season, the Browns are going to be up for a game like this. a little bit more than I think the Cowboys will be, so I'll go Cleveland minus 2.5.
The Monday night game is the Jets at the 49ers. It's Aaron Rodgers' return to football after getting hurt on the Jets' first possession of last year. They are a 4-point road dog for Monday night football. Malzi?
I want to believe that what we're going to see here is just something interesting, which is Aaron Rodgers looking great, the Jets looking great, and the Jets going in there and winning. And McCaffrey has a strained calf. That feels like the one of those like injuries that could get much, much worse than people think it should. The Niners need to put all their moving parts back together that weren't around for the Trent Williams holdout, the Brandon Ayuk hold in. But I just have an impossible time picking against San Francisco, even if they're given four, and even if this could be one of those field goal games, because the Jets have a heck of a defense. I still have to go with the Niners, and I have to lay the points.
Don?
I think people are expecting San Francisco to maybe be a little bit clunky. Like Chris just said, McCaffrey could be a little bit dinged up. They have guys that during the offseason were in and out of practice, didn't really participate in practice. And when it all happened at the end of the preseason here, everything was hunky-dory. The deals were done. The money was shelled out. I think the Jets are going to come in here thinking maybe it's a little bit of a house money game. Aaron Rodgers played 4 snaps last season. We should get more of that out of him this season. But I don't think they're going to be able to hang with them. I think the 49ers will somehow, just inserting those guys right back in, they're going to look very smooth. Offensively, I think they keep the Jets at least at an arm's length and cover the 4.5.
I'm going to take the Jets.
Is this 4.5, not 4?
I have 4 here. That's the number, Donnie. Are you still
I'm looking at 4.5 here.
I'm seeing 4. I've seen a couple different numbers than you've been saying, Pony.
I'm on the same website as you guys, and I have 4. How is that possible?
I mean, I'm looking at scores and matchups here, and I'm seeing 4.5, Salute.
I mean, Donnie, wouldn't you prefer to lay 4 with San Francisco?
I want to lay 4. Give me 4. Give me the 4, baby.
I'm giving you guys 4 here.
Thank you. That's kind of you.
And I'm going to take 4 with the Jets. I think the Jets' defense is going to be the best unit on the field in this game. And I am still an Aaron Rodgers believer. I think he is going to be the comeback player of the year in the NFL this year, and I think he will have the Jets in the Super Bowl conversation the entire way. And he returns in a big way. He will out-duel Brock Purdy in this game. And Robert Saleh, who has inside knowledge of San Francisco's offense, having coached there, will be a key to the Jets winning this game outright. But I will take the 4 points.
Mm.
All right, Moneyballs. This is a pick we get to go with any game on the slate. It counts double. Donnie, you're first up here.
I'm going to go Miami minus 3.5. They're at home against Jacksonville. I know both teams are in Florida, but we know how that stadium works. And Jacksonville will have to be standing in the hot sun the entire day. Miami gets a little bit of a reprieve as they go to the sideline each and every break. And this is the part of the season where Miami looks like the best team in football the first month. And then they slowly get worse as the season goes on. They hit January, they play in cold weather, and they all look frozen. I think that they can easily win this game by more than 3.5. I'll go Dolphins as the money ball.
I'm going to go with the Raiders in L.A. plus 3 in Jim Harbaugh's coaching debut. It'll be a home game for the Raiders because that's the one place where they still have a lot of fans, and the Chargers have 0 fans. And although I like the Chargers in the long run because I think Jim Harbaugh is a really good coach and Justin Herbert is a top 10 coach, the Raiders defense had its moments last year, including that Christmas Day game against the Chiefs. I do like the running back White. Devontae Adams says everything's hunky-dory there. I'm also a guy that thinks Gardner Minshew is underrated. And I think 3 points is a lot for a team that kind of knows its identity, which is defense and don't F it up. And I think the Chargers are still trying to find that early in the season. So give me the Raiders plus 3. Malzi?
Well, I feel like I made a killing on Moneyballs last year with a couple strategies. Early in the season, it was just lay a ton of points with Dallas while they put, you know, take teams behind the woodshed in Arlington. That was very profitable for me in this. I think that's basically the reason I didn't have to sweat this for the last month of the year, basically. I'm going to go with another big number here. I'll take the Bengals minus 8 opening up with Gerard Mayo in the Patriots. Well, here's why. Mayo basically admitted that Drake May was the more impressive player in the preseason in their quarterback battle. And then he goes, yeah, but Jacoby Brissett's going to actually be the starter. And that makes me think that Gerard Mayo must be like the team in front of Drake May, the offense. is absolute dog vomit. And there's used to be you'd get a line like this. It would never happen because Belichick had the Belichick voodoo. But you'd say, well, Belichick's going to find a way to cover that. Like, he'd be a 13-point dog last year maybe against Miami. Yeah, he'll find a way to cover it. We know nothing about Jerod Mayo other than that he's a Belichick acolyte. I have no idea how he'll coach on game day. Here's why I think that people will say, oh, New England, give me those 8 points. Chase hasn't really practiced all that stuff. They're talking about, is it going to be a distraction? No. The far more talented team, the way better quarterbacking situation rolls to victory at home here. I'll go with the populace. Almost 70% of them are on the Bengals here. This is one of the times, Pony, where the majority, the hoi polloi, they're right.
All right, those are week one picks. Before we say goodbye, Donnie has to make his pick for Steelers and Falcons because he will be off doing high school football Friday night. We have McKeesport and Thomas Jefferson. So this is your time now, Donnie, to put your money where your mouth is on Steelers-Falcons. Atlanta, a 3-point favorite against the hometown team.
Well, man, so I'm going to have to do this every single week, and you guys will get the advantage of knowing what I do.
Yes. You can blame your bosses for that over at KDK AM.
What's the number you put it at?
Three.
I thought I would be able to wait till tomorrow, so it looks like this will have to be done now. I mean, I think it's going to... I'll say Atlanta. I'll just say Atlanta. I'll say 24-20. I don't think the Steelers will win this game, but I also don't want to be the guy that predicts a push to happen with the very first game of the season.
You know that I used to love doing that once in a while when I would get a big lead. Take a little push and just
smirk. What's the logic here on Atlanta? Is there any Donnie football reasoning for it?
I think they're one of the more improved teams in football, and it's one that it will be drastically a different look than what we saw last season. A huge improvement at quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, they went from a guy who just got cut by one of the worst teams in the league to a dude that, yeah, doesn't have much success in the postseason, but this is his prime time, Sunday at 1 o'clock with Kirk Cousins. I think they're going to have, soon enough, one of the best young running backs in football. And the defense added a couple of all-pros very late in the offseason. So I'll go Atlanta, and I'll lay the points.
93.7 The Fan in our podcast page for Pony and Muller picks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.